In early August, Hillsborough County security officials were embarrassed after a woman was identified as bringing in a gun to the county courthouse, and that it took nearly 3 hours for courthouse security to notify the sheriff's office. Though it later was determined the gun was actually a lighter that resembled a gun, the incident continues to have repercussions nearly a month later. Today, Colonel Jim Previteria with the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department detailed a plan before the Hillsborough County Public Safety Commission on having the Sheriff's Department take over courthouse security. He began by saying that the county's proposal to cut the funding for courthouse security by virtually $1 million wouldn't work if they also wanted a new, better security force.
However, that budget, as Mr. Dunlap mentioned, reflected some critical cuts in security that we feel compromised the safety of not only the court complex, but of the county center, in that it eliminated the night coverage of security for all of these downtown facilities, which we believe in the post-9/11 world is ill-advised and really opens these facilities to security breaches, not to mention the property crimes that are common in downtown areas during the nighttime hours.
Among the proposed changes would include replacing the current county security officers with unarmed contract officers to operate X-ray machines and magnometers or hand wands. And the new plan calls for 16 contracted unarmed screeners and 8 armed screeners.
So basically, at every lane, there would be an armed officer at the end of the lane if someone were to try to violate that lane or breach security.
The Sheriff's Department would use 10 community service officers to do things like monitor cameras and operate doors. And for the first time, the proposal calls for a law enforcement presence in the county courthouse. Previteria laid out the details for the security officers to be midpoint employees, meaning those officials would be experienced officers earning at the mid-level at their security range.
Our plan, if we went and pursued that plan, if it were to be adopted, would come in with a $343,000 savings for the county. Most importantly, it would restore those critical security cuts that are proposed in the county security budget.
The incident involving the snuck-in would-be gun prompted county commissioners to have the Sheriff's Department look into providing security at the courthouse. County Sheriff Department spokesman Jim Previteria says that many Hillsborough judges are in favor of a new security plan.
To any event, we're evidenced during the security breach within a matter of minutes once we were notified. We had in excess of 50 additional personnel on scene, as well as the 120 bailiffs that are assigned to security duties at the courthouse. Overall, the restoration of security cuts and the addition of the law enforcement presence, I believe that our plan overall would enhance security at all of these facilities, and I do believe it's to the benefit of the county to have the sheriff's office operate this function.
County Commissioner Rose Ferlita expressed concern that the new plan would lengthen the time it takes for people to enter the courthouse, but Previteria said it would result in less time waiting.
You're talking about having armed officers at the end of each lane. Will there be longer delays for customers to access the courthouse or the court or the county facilities under this provision of security services by the sheriff?
We've actually budgeted that as if every single lane is open all the time, which if you've ever been to the courthouse is not the case right now.
County Commissioner Al Higginbotham, the chair of the safety committee, said it's a goal for the board to try to consolidate services and get the most out of county departments with less financial resources.
The taxpayers are looking to us as the decision makers to find efficiencies. And I think the one that jumps out the most is in our security services, where we've seen an example of efficiencies where we have found a way to reduce funds and maintain and in some areas increase our level of services that we need to take a further look.